Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right, they've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god, and now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
Thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors, to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can...
If he's interested in Manscaped.
Yeah, interested in that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all the products at Manscaped. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. The topic this week, Disco, boom.
I want to talk about you.
Right.
You just had an experience with you've done stuff, production stuff with WWE in the past, because like I think you're on some of their videos of what are some of the video content?
I've never done anything with them.
No, but you were on like Ray's biography.
Right?
Yeah, but that's
right.
That's
That. So you've worked worked with the people that work at WWE. Is that accurate?
Not really. These guys are kind of apart. That was A&E. That was a network.
Oh, that was A&E. Okay. Oh, yeah. So this is the first time. So right. You're back in since in the mid-90s or whatever
Moon
it was.
Days, right.
Max Moon days. You bet. Okay. How did this, first of all, like what we talked about on the show, you kept saying, I'm not confirming anything until they okay.
Right.
So what was that conversation like where they told you, hey, did they tell you not to say anything?
Right, they were like, hey, we're going to announce Ray this Friday, that week, they told me. He goes, we're going to announce you a couple of days later, you know, just don't say anything. And I
right,
all
okay.
right, then I won't.
Okay. And you didn't say anything on this, and then they finally announced it, right? Okay, yeah, so you're true to – you did your part.
Right.
You right, okay. Okay, so then they pick they're going to take you to the Hall of Fame. Now, did you and Ray, like, were – like what were the conversations like, you know, leading up to like, okay, now you're finally going to, you go, they're picking you up in a car and they're driving you to LA for the Hall of Fame on Thursday. Well, what conversations did you and Ray have? Did you like?
I was just telling him because I had written my speech like really 3 days before because I was really really busy. I was hoping to, the way I work is I can talk right off the top of my head because that's what we do on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I do a promo, usually I've gone over it in my head a couple times. Yeah, I like to memorize it so I can own it because that's something that I learned from actors that, you know, when you memorize your lines, you're not thinking about them so you can do other stuff and you're not just like trying to remember the lines and you're kind of like one dimensional. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Right. So they actually gave me a speech writer, and I want to shout out this guy, Brian Yang. He was fucking incredible. He was very professional. He was very accommodating.
Okay, well, you're getting ahead. You're getting ahead.
Right, right.
I want to walk through until
– Right. So I'm getting – so that – I'll go back. I just wanted to mention him real quick. So
okay, so you get picked up in the car. You're taken to L.A.
Right.
You're obviously at the Wrestler's Hotel.
Right.
Did you meet like when you were checking in and stuff? Did you see like any of the boys there?
Yeah,
I'll
get to that in a second, but let me go back.
Okay.
So I had written out 3 days before what I wanted to say, and they were like, "Oh, we need to see your whatever it is you're gonna say." And bro, I had like a 7 minute thing, and they were like, "Oh, you only have 3 minutes." And I go, "Bro, there's no way I can properly represent this fucking legend in 3 fucking minutes."
Right.
You know, and so the guy goes, well, let me see if I can get you 5. And I was thinking to myself, all right, give me 5 because I'm going to take 7. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once you,
you're going to go over here.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
And they're not going to complain.
But here's my thing was, if I get heat, I get heat. I don't give a shit. You know,
right, you don't work.
My whole
right.
thing is I'm going to properly introduce my boy.
Right.
Know?
Okay. All right. So they pick you up in the car. They take you there. You get out the hotel.
Right.
Did you see anybody? Like,
right. The first guy that I saw was, believe it or not, Johnny Gargano. He was standing next to me, and he did not say hi to me. And right, and which I kind of expected. And
right.
So then I run into Mick Foley, who's always very nice.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's got to be a weight on your mind that, like, okay, they're bringing me in here, but, like, I got the podcast.
Right.
And I've been critical of a lot of these guys, but I've been praised a lot of these guys. So I'm just wondering which of these guys are going to be.
Right. Well, you can tell the ones that don't say critical hi.
Right. Exactly. Okay, cool. Right. So what was that like?
Very rare will somebody come up to you and go, "Hey, I heard what you said." It has happened. But, you know, and I'll give you an example. There are some guys that have come up to me and they, "Hey, what the fuck? Why do you say that?" Or, you know, but it's kind of funny because one of the guys that, you know, actually called me out one day in Nashville, which was Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
I actually told them before we ran into each other. I forgot where, but this was before the speech, because after the speech, he had very nice words to say. But I said, "Hey, man, I just want to tell you, I know that you got the last time you saw me, you were hot because I was criticizing your work. I want to say that right now you're one of my favorite guys to watch. Just fucking entertaining. You're good. You're over. You're physical, you know." And I just put him over, you know, and he goes, "Oh, man, thanks a lot. You know, you used to be one of my favorite wrestlers." And, you know, he was very, very nice. But anyways, but that was a little run-in we had with the Irish Ginger. Boom.
Okay, cool. So now you go to the hotel. Like, okay, you brought in a couple guys, but now you're going to go to the show. So when you're at the Hall of – so you had to go to SmackDown. So the show was after SmackDown, right?
Right.
Oh, so you're back. What time did you get there? Did you get the same call time as everybody else?
Yeah, we got there really early because at 10:30 they had a 10:30 in the morning, the day of. Uh-huh. They actually had like a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So okay. I had to go through that walkthrough.
I got questions so you about the walkthrough.
So you go there. Now you're in the locker room with everybody. And like somebody knows, you know, it's like, so now
Ray
like,
has his own locker room.
Okay.
Ray has his own.
Oh, Ray, so I'm in the locker room. Okay, so you just hung out Ray's locker room?
He's in the locker room. And then they added the male legends. So Muda was in there. Fucking. Mm-hmm.
Andy Kaufman's family?
Yeah, I don't know who they were, but Muda was in there. For some reason, the Steiner brothers were in there. JBL was in. Oh, because JBL inducted some referee or something.
Tim White, yeah.
So he was in there with Ron Simmons. Bro, you would love JBL because he's fucking has a fantastic knowledge of sports, as does Ron Simmons.
Yeah. Right.
I want to get JBL on the show.
Ron Simmons is FSU legend.
You're right, right.
All
right,
so So was there any uncomfortable moments? Like I say, you take pictures. You had a picture with Cena. And what was your conversation like with Seth Rollins? I saw you had a photo with Seth Rollins.
It was actually, after his match. It was actually funny because we ran into each other. And I think he forgot he had met me before because he goes, "Hey, man, I just want to tell you that I don't know if you remember." And I go, "I know what you're going to say."
Oh, the LAX.
That we wrestled in Impact. And he goes, "Well, I didn't wrestle you." I go, "I know I was a manager, but you wrestled LAX." He goes, "Yeah." I go, "You told me that before." He goes, "All right." And we just shook hands. And I said, "I love your shit, bro." And he just, you know, he was going to an interview or something. But he was very, very nice.
Did anybody mention my name?
I don't believe so, but I was going to call you Buglebeak when I shouted you out on the monitor thing, but I said, you know what?
Well, that would have been very disrespectful. Okay, let's go to
Go ahead, yeah. No, I was just going to ask about seeing John Cena and everything like that. What did he have to say? Because the old story about when you had Truth kind of embellish his encounter with John and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't think he probably even remembers that.
Okay. What did he have to say?
No, I was with a guy that we actually had on the show who took very good care of me the whole weekend, is a very good friend, Spiff. He was like, "Have you seen the set yet?" And I was like, "No." And he goes, "Come on." And so we were opening up the curtains and we were looking at the set, and this security guard was like, "Oh, you can't open up the curtains." And he goes, "Well, I have a press pass." And he goes, "Yeah, how about him, me?" Because I was hanging around with no pass. And he goes, he can't go through. And I go, "I don't want to go through. I just want to look." And he goes, "You can't even look." And then John Cena, I guess, was on the other side. And he came through and he goes, "Gentlemen, he's just trying to do his job." And then I was like, "Yo, what's up? What's up?" And I said, "Can we get a pic?" And he said, "Yeah." And we took a picture. That's it.
Cool. Interesting.
That was it. So, Conan.
What up?
I've been training and I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking, I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate. Just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great. And you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym. You know, it works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
So there was a lot of, did you meet Hunter?
Yes, I did. He was very nice.
What was that conversation?
Put over the speech. I don't want to get into it, but it looks like we might have another conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a sneaky, it's not sneaky, but there was a Kevin Hunter listener who snapped a picture of you and Hunter talking on the stage as I guess you were walking out or whatever. Yeah.
Right. That's when he was like, yeah, good speech, you know, really good speech. And yeah.
How about Vince?
Okay, let's get to the speech.
Vince looks like Johnny Depp's dad, bro. You should see this guy. He's got a mustache.
And he's got a new mustache and he doesn't know how to shave it. Like he's shaving his own mustache and it's off. It's off. It's like not.
like one side no, wrong and the other.
You don't have like a personal barber. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, he was on.
You know what they actually have in WWE, which I thought was hilarious? They had a barber shop with the fucking red and white thing that goes around, you know, like if you were actually in a barber shop, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah. The pole, the barber.
Yeah. They had a barber pole in there and people were getting their beards trimmed. She should have gone to that. Anyways.
That's how these guys had to have that metrosexual look where all they're well groomed and stuff. Right. They're kind of perfect facial hair because they had the barber. They're like, exactly. Yeah. We talked about that years ago, right? So, all right, so let's get to the speech. All right, it was obvious you were reading off a teleprompter, but you did a good job of not making it obvious you were reading off a teleprompter. Now, did you write the whole speech? Or did the writers?
They edited it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, here was the thing.
So you're responsible for the line. Time out. Let me get my shit in first, okay?
I'm responsible for everything in there.
Even the joke, Ray is a scarecrow. Because he's outstanding in his field. That's your joke.
That's a great line.
Can you kazoo yourself for me?
No.
I don't have a kazoo.
I think that's a great line.
A guy. The next night.
That was atrocious.
I disagree with you, Bonehead.
Time out. That sounds like a line that Raven would use, and like Joe
never
would
heard it.
Laugh
never
at.
Heard. Never 100%. Heard Raven use it.
That's okay. Of course he hadn't used it, but like something that he would use. Terrible joke. Right.
Yeah.
Your speech was good.
Well, here's the best part. If you go back and you listen to it, which I have not even seen it yet, but I was there in real time, people popped for that line. They usually don't pop for shit that isn't funny. So I think
They pop. You review the tape.
No.
Pop. So you weren't supposed to say Rey Mysterio Jr.
Right.
You said Rey Mysterio Jr.
Right.
They've edited out. The junior right. when do they show a clip if you do that, which is fine, you know, for whatever. That's what you can do in production, but he is Rey Mysterio Jr.
Right.
That's kind of weird. It's like that's the thing. It's like you're inducting Rey Mysterio Jr. Like exactly. It's, I don't know. It's like what was it like
that's
hanging out
like
with Dom?
A Vince thing. Rey Mysterio, damn it. But
how was Dom?
Let me tell you what's weird about Dom. That night, the night before was Wally Mania, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was there at the very first one. Mm-hmm. And and we didn't know how many people were going to show up because I helped Cord and Wale with that. They did most of the heavy lifting, though. And, it was an incredible, event. 2 years later, I tried to get in, and I couldn't even get in because it was so full. And then some guy recognized me from Wale's camp, and he brought me in, and dude, it felt like you were in a subway with no air, no
Orlando,
ventilation.
Right? Orlando.
I think it was Orlando. And so then I said, they go, there's a VIP room. And I go, well, bring me to that VIP room. It was even worse because it was smaller and it was just packed with all the boys. Anyways, my point is, if I would have been 25 years old and there would have been a Wally Mania back when I was wrestling and it was the day before I had to wrestle, I would have gone to Wally Mania 100%.
Right.
And Dominic didn't go. You know, he was like, I need to concentrate. Right. I need to be ready. You know, and I salute him for that. So I said, fuck it. Then I'll just go downstairs. And I was sitting on a bench. It was like 2 a.m. I was stoned out of my mind. And I see Jeremy Borash walk up.
Oh, my
God. We both start laughing because he can't believe it's me and I can't believe it's him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And what a perfect perfect guy to see, like when you're
right. There's nobody around either. Right. Like there's nobody in the lobby.
Just
there's nobody
cheerio,
outside.
Right?
Yeah, just me and him. Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
And, that was great. So we had a great time.
All right, so you do the speech. Obviously,
You know what's funny about Jeremy? Because I wasn't sure. I just wasn't sure how the speech would come out. And Jeremy was like, doesn't matter. You'll get by on just your delivery alone. That's what and that gave me a little bit more confidence. But let me go back to the teleprompter. So when I get there, as you know, any wrestler, they memorize their promos. You know, so I'm used to memorizing my shit. So I said, they said, you're going to have a teleprompter there in case. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's pretty cool. Just for whatever reason, I forget or I lose my place, I got the teleprompter. You know what I'm saying? And
then plus it's like karaoke. You know the words to the song, but it's just very more. You have more confidence and clarity when you're reading the screen.
Good,
you
know, good analogy. Yeah,
right. So you got the teleprompter. Go ahead.
So I just used the teleprompter just to see where I was, but I really didn't. It was mostly off the top of my head because I already had it.
Well, you had a lot of body language. You had a lot of body language that kind of like told it like you weren't reading the teleprompter, even though everybody could see you reading. Right. So like, that was good.
Right.
So the speech got rave reviews. I'm not sure that was accurate. But everybody says the best induction speech ever. Definitely debatable in my book. So what was it like when you came back to the curtain afterwards?
What is the best induction speech in your book?
I'll have to review the tapes, but we'll make it.
Did you see Ric Flair induct the Great Muta? Sure. That was phenomenal.
I heard.
I was backstage. I was next, so I was. I had to see.
Okay,
it.
So
I
when
was,
you
were
so
in the gorilla
so when
position,
you came, Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing. That's results. So Joe's been using it. Feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
When you came back through the curtain, what was the reaction?
Bro, before I went through the curtain, bro, they had all the wrestlers on this stage, right? And the family.
Right.
So when I came up, the first two people that were there was Cody and Triple H. Mm-hmm. And they were the first ones. They were like, oh, great speech. That was really good. I felt it. And, you know, Montez Ford and Natalie Neidhart. And bro, it was a lot of people just came up and they were like, I was thinking to myself, and I swear when I say this, I was like, I just gave a speech, you know, but they were like, oh, I got goosebumps. Right. Kevin Cross really put it over. So, you know, he was like, phenomenal, bro. I felt that, you know, and that's what a lot of people say, that they felt it.
Yes.
So I'm glad that they did, because it was like a love letter to my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I love what you've done.
Well, plus
I love
he's
you.
He was like the first guy that got in the Hall of Fame that was like a complete anomaly in the business.
Right.
Like, there's no
and
way active, a guy like that size.
Right.
There's no way, like, you look at a guy that and size and say, like, here, that guy, right.
Here's the funny part. I purposely asked him to put that picture of him when he was 150 pounds.
It didn't even look like
and I,
it. Didn't even
and
look
I said,
like, right?
Right. And I said, this is what I had to work with. You think this was an easy sell? Just so the people could understand what I had to sell. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
But anyways, it's great to see where he's at, bro. He's, as you know, you're really good friends. We're all three of us are really good friends. Norman Smiley's another brother. You know, we're like really, really tight.
Right.
And you know how beautiful he is, and he deserves everything he got, you know?
Did you see Filthy
That's
Pet?
Cool.
Is he still there? Was he
I did see Filthy Pet, and I did call him Filthy Pet. He was stuffing his face to something, and somebody goes, hey, it's Conan. And I go, Filthy Pet. You know who looks really still very stunning? Stacey Keibler.
Who?
Mm-hmm. She did, yeah.
Yo, she's great.
And so does Tori Wilson.
She hasn't aged a day, it seems like.
Little
she
bit.
She did it, George Clooney and stuff. It's like, I was like, yeah, right?
So. Yeah, but she's still
isn't that
very
funny?
Thin.
She dated George Clooney, and Tori dated Alex Rodriguez.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like two friends of ours in the wrestling business dated like A-listers. Like, you know.
But here's the best part, bro. Unlike other females, they're very, very humble. You know, they're still sweet and nice, and they're not like, you know, they were both very nice.
Did you see Stacey's?
I got to see Filthy Pat, which I loved.
Did both of you guys, because I don't know if you're getting prepped or whatever, Conan, did you see Stacey's speech?
Who?
What? Stacey Keibler, her speech.
Did I hear her speech? Yeah, it was backstage.
I always thought it was funny because her story was true, where she was like, I was a fan first, and they showed pictures of her in the crowd or whatever.
Yeah, right.
It seemed like every time.
In a fan contest.
Right. But before that, every time WCW was in Baltimore, whoever was in charge of production, whatever, must have been like, there's a hot girl in the crowd. Let's get her. Every time they were there, Stacey was in the crowd dancing with a Wolfpack shirt on or whatever.
Right. And course, yeah, you can do a lot of
she even tried out. She was a fan. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, so let's, and she was from Baltimore too.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's rate your experience on the Dave Meltzer star rating scale. How would you?
Yeah, I don't rate stars. I just tell you I had an excellent time.
Well, I'm going to ask you to rate. If we're rating it by stars, how would you rate it?
Five stars.
And
five
you stayed stars. Through the first night of WrestleMania, right? You went home Sunday morning.
Oh, so you were backstage for the day, night one, right?
Right. Let me tell you the
Let me ask you a question. Did you help produce Ray versus Dom?
No.
That sounds like a yes. You're lying. You're an absolute
But let me
liar.
Tell you. Let
Bro,
me,
come
let
on.
Me tell you,
you obviously had a hand in that. You may have had a percentage into that match.
Maybe like an unofficial capacity.
Let me tell you something. This was one of my highlights. So I'm in the back, right? And I see they're hiding some guy because they don't want anybody to see him. And he just goes, fuck this. And he takes off his fucking cape and it's Pat McAfee. And he goes, I'm not going to pass by the OG and not say hi. Nah. He goes, hey, what's up, Conan?
Okay, but do you even say that? I disagree. Yeah. I need evidence. I need visual
That's
evidence
great.
That he
well,
said
Well, he'll
that.
Be on the show and you I can ask him yourself. So
I think you marked out for him.
I didn't even know who he was. He was under a fucking like a hood or some shit, and he took it off.
Right.
And so, anyways, and I said, "Hey, I go some." Oh, Spiff, my boy Spiff was the first one. He goes, "Why don't you go on his podcast?" He goes, "I'd love to." He goes, "Why don't you have him on your podcast?" He goes, "You're invited whenever you
That'd
want."
Be great.
I go, "All right. Well, give me your phone number." And so we changed numbers. He gave it to me. Obviously, I haven't called him yet, but he will be on the show soon.
Great. Yeah.
And plus, we have a mutual connection. Him and Madden are very tight. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. And he. And
oh yeah, yeah. They're tight. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can tell he's a big wrestling fan, which will be fun. Course, you know, and we're football fans, so we'll be able to. Yeah,
yeah,
that'll be good.
Yeah, do sports and wrestling with him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so that was really cool bumping into him. You know, all I can say it was very organized, very professional, a lot of respect, a lot of watching the Charlotte Rhea match live. I really liked that match. It was just, you know, what can you say? It was a great experience, you know.
Let me ask
you a question. Scott Tuggle Diamore there too.
He was there backstage at
He was staying at the same hotel.
WrestleCon.
Right.
He was staying
So you were hobnobbing with all the big wigs and all the major companies, huh? You went and saw Tony Khan a couple weeks ago. You ran into Scott D'Amore, the president of Impact. Right. You were with Triple H, and you know,
last few weeks,
Be honest here. Were there any times of discomfort that people made you uncomfortable, or were you comfortable the entire time?
No, I think the you know who was very nice too, even though I bury her team, Bailey.
Uh-huh. Bailey.
Really?
Yeah, she came up and she was like, "Hey, what's up?" And "Hey, what's up?" I go, "Have I met you before?" She goes, "Yeah, I think a long time ago." And I go, "I don't really remember, but you know, I love your work." I was gonna say you could do without Damage Control, but I'm sure she's heard my comments because other people, because Damage Control did not talk to me. Just so you know, we were actually standing watching the monitor,
They didn't introduce. They don't, which is kind of like you can tell, like this generation of wrestlers. They kind of get offended when they hear criticism.
Right.
That even when they're with like an elder, and like you would think like I would always be taught introduce myself, hey, Richard, but they didn't even like and of course they knew who you were. Right. Yeah.
Right.
So it's that type of attitude this generation has.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but like I said, let me see if there's any other highlights to throw at you. I really do have to say this. X-Pac, he was incredible, bro. You should see him, Disco.
He's not taking him off the Disco list.
No. All right. All right. That's fair enough. But he's married. Yeah. I think his wife writes for the number one show on Netflix. I forgot the fucking name of it. And bro, he looked great. He was lucid. He was sharp. You can tell he's not using anything. This is the best, the happiest I've ever seen him, because he's always been miserable for a long time.
And you know, he just lost his dog too, which I mean, real recently, like within last week. Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear he's in this. I just tell you because X-Pac, he really helped me through some dark times in TNA in Mexico, and I'll always have love and respect for him. And he took care of me this week because I was all tired and fucked up, and he took care of me. So thank you, Sean. I love you, bro.
There was I just wanted to read this to you real quick because I'm sure you already know this, Conan, but this was from Fightful. It says Fightful Select reports that Conan's speech inducting Rey Mysterio was, quote, very well received by the company, while Ric Flair's speech inducting the Great Muta had the, quote, opposite reaction. So,
okay, well, Joe.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Conan was actually backstage.
Right.
Okay. And you're reporting on something from a guy that like wasn't backstage and was reporting on stuff that Conan would know because he was actually there backstage.
Right, but what I'm trying to induce Conan.
Conan,
to talk about
is that report accurate?
A little bit and see what happens.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about Ric Flair. I did hear nothing but 100% from the company and from the boys about the speech. Like they really liked it, and I was surprised because I didn't think it was nothing special. It was just me putting over my boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was.
And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you something, which is.
I didn't think it was very special.
I know you didn't like it. I know. But let me tell you something.
I give it 2.25 stars on Twitter.
All right. But let me tell you something. Because I remember when I was kind of feeling the same way. Ray, the night before, he goes, man, I'm a little bit nervous, but I shouldn't be nervous because I've been in WrestleMania before. I've been a champion. It's with my son. It should be easy. And he like, fuck it. I got to break that mindset. And I was thinking, and I don't know, I guess this is a part of me that doesn't allow me to get cocky. I was like, bro, I'm going to have to go out there. I haven't been in WWE in more than 20 years in front of these guys that talk for a living now. You know, Booker T was there and Hunter and all these people. And I go, bro, mm-hmm. I just hope I don't fuck up. You know, that was my only worry. And so I went out there. And then when I read the
reviews, you were nervous because you had your written speech on the teleprompter, so I'm sure you're not nervous at all.
Yeah, but that probably put you
in a good company.
But I knew I wasn't going to need it, you know, because it's not a tool that I really need. So it was more, I did look at it, but it was really off, you know, it was off my memory, you know. But I did get a little, and then I thought to myself the same thing Ray did. I thought, well, I've done millions of promos in really tense situations and I know I'll be able to do this, you know. And then I just had to psych myself out, refocus, and then go out there and do it. So I'm glad, you know, that I didn't flub any words or anything like that.
And it was a really unique spot too, because I mean, how often do they usually use someone for, especially in the main event speech is what it was, that's not in the company or hasn't been in the company in years. Like you were in a very unique spot where they trusted,
you know. I'm going to be very honest, Joe. Yeah. That's what's funny about when they go, oh, it's one of the best speeches in all this. Mm-hmm. Bro, I don't remember any speeches. I very rarely even the only induction speech that I remember is maybe when the Colognes inducted their dad.
Yeah.
That's like the only one I remember, but I've never watched inductees. I've never really watched any. I didn't even really know the Hall of Fame that much because I really didn't watch many of their shows. So I didn't know what to expect. You know, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd say unanimous praise. I saw on social media some people that I talked to also the same thing, like put it over big
time.
Yeah,
bro.
I
got love from everywhere.
Yep.
But anyways, that was my experience. I would rate it 5 stars on the Meltzer star system. I would rate it excellent on the Conan system. A lot of respect. A lot of the younger cats, they did know my career and showed love. And I felt welcomed when I was there. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's It's been our K100 talks this week. For the record, I respect Conan. What he did was incredible, but I give it 2.25 stars.
That's tremendous. Why not 2 stars?
What was the extra quarter?
2.25. Because the people liked it.
That was hilarious. Because I usually when I'm busy, Joe, mm-hmm. I get off of Twitter. I don't even read it. I don't put anything on it. So, but all of a sudden, for some reason, it went ding, and I looked at it, and it was Disco burying me, and I just popped.
Yeah. I think I tweeted that and put like unbelievable or something. Because what'd you say, Di? Like, I think it was too long or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I told Conan that I would bury it regardless. He said I would expect nothing less.
Right. So that's right. Of course. Well, I didn't expect you to put it over. But anyways, that's been K100 Talks. If you got any comments or anything like that about the speech or any other topics that we embark on, boom, please hit us up at k100questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. Boom.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.